Lend me your ear, travelers and adventurers, for this quest is unlike any other. You stand at the threshold of discovery, an experience so profound, so sacred, that it can only be understood through the soul and the body. To touch the ecstasy that awaits you, you must first know what it is you are seeking to feel. This journey will not take you through mountains or seas, nor will you wander through ancient forests or forgotten ruins. No, this journey begins within the most mysterious of realms, the one where the soul and the body meet in their deepest, most intimate of dances. Hear this, for you will never be the same once you experience what lies ahead. What lies ahead of you are two paths, two experiences in this realm that will give you different outcomes and change who you are internally forever. There are collisions that are brief, swift, and sharp, like the spark of two stars that meet in the vast expanse of the night sky. These are the encounters that leave the air crackling, an electric buzz that pulses through the veins. For a moment, there is nothing but the heat, the fire of desire igniting a thousand fleeting possibilities before you. These are the rendezvous that burn brightly, but only for a moment. The exchange is quick, lustful, driven by a hunger that is satisfied only in the most primal of ways. A touch, a glance, the slick rhythm of bodies intertwined for an instant. It is the raw, intoxicating thrill of knowing that time is short, and so you must take. You must claim, and you must feel everything as if it is the last thing you will ever know. In these moments, though, beware. There is no softness, no grace, only fire, temporary and bright. This path is only for those strong enough to bear the weight. With a rush of pain that is wrapped in toe-curling pleasure, the experience will leave you hungry for more, but without the ability to recover what has been given in its place. Like the rush of wind that fans a flame, feigning only to watch it flicker out, it is exhilarating. This path will be one that you surely will enjoy. Every ounce, every second, every touch. But it will be gone before it can settle, leaving only the echo of what was, a yearning in the bones, a fleeting spark in your heart. Magic you'll lose. And yet, oh, how beautifully enticing and delicious it is. How the body craves that release. That sudden, powerful rush of heat that courses through the skin, your pulse quickening and your breath heavy as if facing a dragon you are not prepared for. A wild, untamed thing. And in this brief encounter, everything for you will seem possible. Now I know, my warnings even don't persuade you from seeking out this experience. But I want you to know, there is another collision you may encounter. Not of fire, but of something deeper, something tender, something with the possibility to be eternal. It begins in the quiet moments between two beings, when their gazes meet not with hunger, but with something softer, something more knowing. Here, there is no rush, no frenzy. There is a slow dance, a coming together like two rivers converging, each bringing their own flow, their own histories. The touch is gentle at first, hands brushing, fingers finding one another with the kind of care that speaks to time spent in a quiet understanding. The moments of anticipation when your party crosses a field unknowing of what awaits you over the hill. Bodies may draw closer, but not in frantic need. but in an unspoken promise, a spell yet to be explored, one that will bind you in ways you never knew possible. There is no urgency here if you encounter these beings, only the stillness that allows them to be together. And in that, there is a fusion of touch, of breath, of soul. It is the melding of two bodies and of two hearts, no longer seeking their quest, but offering each other a quest that is never ending. When they come together, it is in the deepest connection. It is as if they are becoming one being. Their energies pulse together in a way that neither can explain, but both can truly feel. It is not the heat of a fire, fleeting and consuming. It is the warmth of something that is constant, something that will grow and endure in its own time, becoming a tool for you to hold and to savor and to use when most needed. Much like the soul melds that bind the energies of beings together to create a singular, stronger force, this act that some of you humans would call making love melds two souls, intertwining not only bodies but the very essence of one another, forming a union that transcends the physical and becomes a potent, unified new being all on its own. A creation of magic that is something untouchable. And then, when those souls and bodies do become fully intertwined, slowly, reverently, they feel a deeper pulse. Not the frantic beat of lust, but a steady rhythm that flows through both, creating something entirely new. It is no longer just two separate beings, but an entire symphony of connection that swells in the air between them, vibrating with such an immense but quiet power, they're unstoppable. Imagine what your travels would be like with such a power among you. It is a knowing that speaks not in words, but in a shared heartbeat. In the synchrony of breath, in the soft touch of skin against skin. It is perhaps the closest thing that my people have to eternity that we can give to you humans. As one touch can last a lifetime for you. Not fleeting, not burning out, but lasting. This can provide you the kind of fulfillment that is impossible to describe with mere words. This would allow you to become part of the fabric of the universe and truly taste magic. This, my dears, is a moment of becoming. I offer you the experience of the cataclysm that is born in peace, a revelation that comes without warning but leaves an imprint that lasts forever. A pulse that begins in the very center of the soul and spreads outward until the entire being is illuminated. And when it's over, well, when the world settles again, it is not the silence that follows that feels empty, but the quiet hum that remains as others bask in the immense glory that is your connection. Two beings, two souls, touching lives for an eternity. If you could permanently change but feel all that I've described in the moments leading up to it, would you choose that path now? As you stand here at the crossroads and the paths ahead of you beckon, each alluring in its own way, one that leads to a fleeting encounter, the fire that burns bright and feeds you in the most amazing ways, creating tiny imprints on your skin of burning ecstasy, offering thrill and excitement in equal measure, but stealing some of your magic and slowing you down for further experiences. The other calls for a deeper connection, a melding of souls that binds you beyond the physical, offering fulfillment, power, peace. But will create something new within you, and you can never return to who you are now. So I ask you, once again, which path will you and your party choose? Will you seek the wild, untamed pleasure of the first, or surrender to the tender, lasting bond of the second? And perhaps, just perhaps, there's a secret longing within you for a third, a path hidden away from all others, one that only you know. But will you dare to follow it? I am no fortune teller. I am no soothsayer. I am simply a being full of experience, lust, and wisdom to the paths ahead of you, as I have done what many do not and have traveled both. So either make your decision or roll for a chance to experience something completely on a whim. Either way, I hope the magic you experience is everything you want and so much more.